Here are steps you can take to change your modeling influence. Awareness. Consider the ways and habits each of your parents brought to money and wealth. Write down how you may be identical or opposite to either of them. Understanding. Write down the effect this modeling has had on your financial life. Disassociation. Can you see this way of being is only what you learned and isn't you? Can you see you have a choice in the present moment to be different? And let's do a declaration. Place your hand over your heart and say, "What I modeled around money was their way. I choose my way." Now touch your head and say, "I have a millionaire mind." The third primary way in which we are conditioned to think about money is by specific incidents. What did you experience when you were young around money, wealth, and rich people? These experiences are extremely important because they shape the beliefs, or rather the illusions, you now live by. Let me give you an example, one that's close to home. When my wife was 8 years old, she would hear the clanging bells of the ice cream truck coming down the street. She would run to her mom and ask her for a quarter. Her mom would reply, "Sorry, dear, I don't have any money. Go ask Dad. Dad's got all the money." My wife would then go ask her dad. He'd give her a quarter, she'd go get her ice cream cone, and she was a happy camper. Week after week, the same incident would repeat itself. So what did my wife learn about money? First, that men have all the money. So once we got married, what do you think she expected of me? That's right, money. And I'll tell you what, she wasn't asking for quarters anymore. Somehow she graduated. Second, she learned that women don't have money. If her mom didn't have money, obviously this is the way my wife should be. To validate that way of being, she would subconsciously get rid of all her money. She was quite precise about it, too. If you gave her $100, she'd spend $100. If you gave her $200, she'd spend $200. If you gave her $500, she'd spend $500. And if you gave her $1,000, she'd spend $1,000. Then she came to one of my seminars and learned all about the art of leverage. You give her $2,000, she spent $10,000. The only thing my wife and I ever fought about was money, and it almost cost us our marriage. What we didn't know at the time was that the meanings each of us attributed to money were radically different. As far as I was concerned, whenever my wife spent money, she wasn't spending money, she was spending our future freedom. And as far as she was concerned, whenever I held her back from spending, I was taking away her pleasure in life. Thank goodness we learned how to revise each of our money blueprints and, more importantly, create a third money blueprint specifically designed for the relationship. Does all this work? Let me put it this way. I've witnessed three miracles in my life. One, the birth of my daughter. Two, the birth of my son. Three, my wife and I not fighting about money anymore. Statistics show that the number one cause of all relationship breakups is money. The biggest reason behind the fights people have about money is not the money itself, but the mismatch of their blueprints. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have. If your blueprint doesn't match that of the person you're dealing with, you'll have a major challenge. This goes for married couples, dating couples, family relationships, and even business associates. The key is to comprehend that you are dealing with blueprints, not money. Once you recognize a person's money blueprint, you can deal with your partner in a way that works for both of you. Here's an exercise you can do with your partner. Sit down and discuss the history each of you brings to your thoughts about money. What you have heard when you were young, what was modeled in your family, and any emotional incidents that occurred. Also, find out what money really means to your partner. Is it pleasure or freedom or security or status? This will assist you in identifying each other's current money blueprint and may help you discover why you might be disagreeing in this arena. Next, discuss what you want today, not as individuals, but as a partnership. Decide and agree upon your general goals and attitudes with regard to money and success. Then create a list of these attitudes and actions you both agree to live by and write them down. Post them on the wall, and if ever there's an issue, gently, very gently, remind each other what you decided together when you were both objective, unemotional, and outside the grip of your old money blueprints. Here are steps you can take to change the way specific incidents in your life have affected you. Awareness. Consider a specific emotional incident you experienced around money when you were young. Understanding. Write down how this incident may have affected your current financial life. Disassociation. Can you see this way of being is only what you learned and isn't you? Can you see you have a choice in the present moment to be different? And let's do a declaration. Place your hand on your heart and say, I release my non-supportive money experience from the past and create a new and rich future. Now touch your head and say, I have a millionaire mind. Now it's time to answer the million-dollar question. What is your current money and success blueprint, and what results is it subconsciously moving you toward? Are you set for success, mediocrity, or financial failure? Are you programmed for struggle or for ease around money? Are you set for working hard for your money or working in balance? Are you conditioned for having a consistent income or an inconsistent income? You know the scoop. First you have it, then you don't. Then you have it, then you don't. Are you set for having a high income, a moderate income, or a low income? Did you know there are actual dollar amounts for which many of us are programmed? Are you set for earning $20,000 to $30,000 a year, $40,000 to $60,000 a year, $75,000 to $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, $250,000, or more? The point I want to make is that the actual amounts don't really matter. What matters is whether you are reaching your full financial potential. Let's go on. Are you programmed for saving money or for spending money? Are you programmed for managing your money well or for mismanaging it? Are you set for picking winning investments or picking losers? You might wonder, how could whether or not I make money in the stock market or in the real estate market be part of my blueprint? Simple. Who picks the stock or the property? You do. Who picks when you buy it? You do. Who picks when you sell it? You do. I guess you've got something to do with the equation. Once again, your money blueprint will determine your financial life and your personal life. If you are a woman whose blueprint is set for low, chances are you will attract a man who is also set for low so you can stay in your financial comfort zone and validate your blueprint. If you are a man who is set for low, chances are you will attract a woman who might be a spender and gets rid of all your money so you can stay in your financial comfort zone and validate your blueprint. Most people believe the success of their business is primarily dependent on their business skills and knowledge, or at least their timing in the marketplace. I hate to be the one to break it to you, but that's la-la land, which is another way of saying not a chance. The success of your business will depend on your money blueprint. So, how can you tell what your money blueprint is set for? One of the most obvious ways is to look at your results. Look at your bank account. Look at your income. Look at your net worth. Look at your success with investments. Look at your business success. Look at whether you're a spender or a saver. Look at whether you manage your money well or mismanage it. Look at how consistent or inconsistent you are. Look at how hard you work for your money. Look at your relationships that involve money. Is money a struggle or does it come easily to you? Do you own a business or do you have a job? Do you stick with one business or job for a long time, or do you jump around a lot? Your blueprint is like a thermostat. If the temperature in the room is 72 degrees, chances are good that the thermostat is set for 72 degrees. Now here's where it gets interesting. Is it possible that because the window is open and it's cold outside, the temperature in the room can drop to 65 degrees? Of course, but what will eventually happen? The thermostat will kick in and bring the temperature back to 72. Also, is it possible that because the window is open and it's hot outside, the temperature in the room can go up to 77 degrees? Sure it could. But what will eventually happen? The thermostat will kick in and bring the temperature back to 72. The only way to permanently change the temperature in the room is to reset the thermostat. In the same way, the only way to change your level of financial success permanently is to reset your financial thermostat, otherwise known as your money blueprint. Remember what I said a little while ago, your income can only grow to the extent that you do. Fortunately or unfortunately, your personal money and success blueprint will tend to stay with you for the rest of your life, unless you identify it and change it. And that's exactly what we'll continue to do in part two of this recording. Remember that the first element of all change is awareness. So watch yourself. Become conscious. Observe your thoughts, your fears, your beliefs, your habits, your actions, and even your inactions. Put yourself under a microscope. Study yourself. By achieving consciousness, we can live from who we are today rather than who we were yesterday. In this way, we can respond appropriately to situations, tapping the full range of potential of our skills and talents rather than inappropriately reacting to events driven by the fears and insecurities of the past. Once you are conscious, you can see your programming for what it is, simply a recording of information you received and believed in the past when you were too young to know any better. You can see that this conditioning is not who you are, but whom you learned to be. Knowing this, you can consciously choose to release any belief or way of being that is not supportive to your wealth, and you can replace it with one that is. In my Millionaire Mind seminars, I teach that no thought lives in your head rent-free. Each thought you have will either be an investment or a cost. It will either move you towards happiness and success or away from it. That's why it's imperative you choose your thoughts and beliefs wisely. Realize that your thoughts and beliefs aren't who you are, and they are not necessarily attached to you. As precious as you believe them to be, they have no more importance and meaning than you give them. Nothing has meaning except for the meaning you give it. Let me repeat that. Nothing has meaning except for the meaning you give it. Now recall how at the beginning of this recording, I suggested that you don't believe a word I say. Well, if you really want to take off in your life, don't believe a word you say. And if you want instant enlightenment, don't believe a thought you think. Meanwhile, if you're like most people, you're going to believe something, so you might as well adopt beliefs that support you, rich beliefs. Remember, thoughts lead to feelings, which lead to actions, which lead to results. You can choose to think and act like rich people do, and therefore create the results that rich people create. The question is, how do rich people think and act? That's precisely what you'll discover in part two of this recording. Here's another declaration. Place your hand on your heart and say, I observe my thoughts and entertain only those that empower me. Now touch your head and say, I have a millionaire mind.